Chapter 1. Regan. The Scottish countryside was pretty epic, a contrasting yet perfect combo of lush and rugged, bright grass greens, muddy browns and ambers, smooth rolling hills, and then startling peaks and troughs. But I remained untouched by its heroic scenery as the cab drove through the highlands from Inverness Shire to Sutherland, to Ardnock Estate. I could see it with my eyes, but I couldn't feel it with my heart. I couldn't feel anything past the nervous churning in my gut. My decision to flee Boston for Scotland only hit me as the flight from London descended toward Inverness. The Highland Airport couldn't have been in a more picturesque spot, sitting near the banks of a lake, or a loch, as they call it in Scotland. The water was surrounded by the hills that immediately came to mind when anyone said the words Scottish Highlands. Yet, I wanted to vomit as soon as the wheels juddered on impact with the runway. Knee bouncing as I watched the time on my phone tick by, I tried to regulate my breathing. The winding roads were not helping my nervous nausea. "How much farther?" I asked the driver, again. He stared at me in the rearview mirror.
"We're only about 10 minutes away from Ardnock."
His brow furrowed.
"You sure they'll let you in? A long way to come to be turned away."
This would be the third time he'd asked, and for a reason. Our destination was Ardnock Castle and Estate, an exclusive members-only club for the film and TV industry's elite. To join, potential members had to pay an extortionate fee on top of annual dues. Its owner was an ex-Hollywood action star, the Scottish actor Lachlan Adair. The estate once belonged to his family, and he'd turned it into a prestigious members-only club. And I knew all that because he's dating my big sister. "I'm sure." The thought of Robin made those butterflies in my belly swarm. I couldn't wait to see her, and yet I dreaded it. I'd made so many mistakes, and I didn't know how to fix them. I'd never been good at admitting when I was wrong or knowing how to turn things around. Robin had always been my guide. Not anymore. A horrible ache flamed in my chest, joining the butterflies.
"I've never had a fear wanting to go to Ardnock. Aye, my wife will find this all a bit interesting, I tell you that. She's fascinated by onion celebrity stuff, you ken. Makes me take day trips yon way to see if she can catch a wee glimpse of a famous person. Or Adair himself. We're for Macduff, northeast of here, and we moved to the Snick, that's Inverness, you ken, a few years back to be nearer to the Bairns and the Grandbairns. But sometimes I think to myself, the wife moved us here to be nearer to Ardnock."
He chuckled, completely oblivious that I couldn't understand a damn thing he was saying. Did everyone in Scotland speak like this? If so, I was screwed.
"'Tis a good thing ye arrived on such an auspicious day, to see the Highlands in all its beauty. But be prepared. It can be a right dretch place, and summer will be fast ending. I hope you packed mair than your dukers. You get your gansies and your willy boots with you? Cause it'll turn from right mucky to right orlach faster than you can blink."
It sounded like there was a question in there. "Yeah?" I answered.
Aye, that's good. A well-prepared lass. That's what I like to see."
He peered at me in the rear view.
"You sure you're all right? You're looking a wee bit peely-woly back there."
I understood half of that. "I'm okay." It wasn't a complete lie. Part of me was shit scared to see Robin again, but I was so relieved to be out of Boston and heading to one of the most heavily secured estates on the planet, especially since one of their former members went all stalker-murderer on Lachlan and my sister. The thought made me flinch. I couldn't face the idea of something happening to her, which was why our relationship was in the mess it was in. My visit to see Robin was so past overdue. There was no excuse for it. Robin, my big sister, my hero, the love of my freaking life, probably hated me. What did I do? How did I approach her? With my usual easy-breezy Regan way? Or did I get down on my knees and beg her to forgive me? I winced just thinking about the latter. I wasn't a get down on my knees and beg for forgiveness type. And yet...